Hey, Ron, you there?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Ron. Good.
Hey, Ron.
Hi.
Okay, I will begin here. I want to welcome you to the September 23rd, 2020 regular meeting of the Kingston Port Commission. Comments for those in attendance will be allowed upon recognition of the chair. Please identify yourself by stating your name. If you would like to be added to the agenda for a future meeting, please contact the port office at least 1 week prior to the regularly scheduled meeting. Please submit your documents and or presentation at the time of your request. We have a preliminary agenda before us. We'll call the meeting to order at 1:02. And if we could all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I've got a flag in the background here, I think. Okay, I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America.
America.
To the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible. Liberty and justice for all.
Good job. Okay, item number 3, approval of agenda.
I move to approve the agenda as presented.
And I will second that.
And the only thing I want to make a note on the agenda is that we have the regular meeting for next month that it had set at 1:00, and I didn't know if that was just a holdover from this or if we're still doing the alternating 1:00. Is it 6:00 or
no? Yeah, that's just an error. So 6:30 would be the next
6:30. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the 21st.
Yeah. So I'll make that correction. Thank you.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Just a minor thing. So, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Item number 4, public comment. I believe we have a member of the public here at our meeting. How are you doing?
Doing fine, and you all?
Pretty well, yeah, thank you.
Good. Just thought I would touch base and make sure you're all okay. You all seem to be good.
That's great. I appreciate it. Any
nice
comments for us or what we can, yeah. I think we're going to have a little bit of a presentation on the draft budget for next year as well. So we'll have that opportunity here in a bit and toward the end of the meeting too. So. Okay, item number 5, we have the consent agenda.
Let me get it down.
These matters are routine and will be enacted by one motion of the commission with no separate discussion. If discussion is desired, the item may be removed from the consent agenda by the commission. By a commissioner. Item A, approved the August 26th, 2020 regular meeting minutes. And then item B, approved warrants, August of 2020. So
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda.
And I second that motion.
Very good. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Excellent. Okay. So here's our second public comment period at this point. What we might do is hear commissioner reports and staff reports, and then I think what I might suggest maybe is if Ron has a question or anything on the draft budget, you know, as that goes, we could chime in at that point.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. So we'll move on then to, do you have a public comment, Ron?
Oh, no, no.
All right, gotcha. Okay, we'll move on to item 7, commissioner reports. And it's always ladies first.
Well, I wanted to note that the Kitsap Regional Coordinating Council has their legislative virtual reception on November 12th and is reaching out for topics and issues that we might want to see included and presented. And we need to submit it in writing by October 9th. And then KRCC Executive Committee will choose which items to include on for the legislators, with the idea that on Zoom you don't want to hem and haw; they want to have had a chance to think about it. So, given the WPPA legislative agenda and the letter concerning 5-4-395, in particular, I wanted to know if either we could have a conversation about that now or ask Greg to come up with a draft list of issues to submit that would have some level of, I don't want to say appeal, but a sense of meaningfulness to the cities and the county, et cetera, the other members of the regional council.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems with over a week to put this together, 2 weeks to put this together, if you could put that draft list together for us to discuss on Tuesday, that would probably be really helpful.
Okay.
The other thing I wanted to ask about is whether or not it's too late to get registered for the 8:30 session on Friday of the WPPA environmental seminar, the one on climate physical risk assessment.
It's not too late.
Is that something that you handle?
Yeah, no. I can do that.
Okay, great.
Should we just register, we can publicly notice it and just register everybody?
That makes sense, yeah.
I'm going to be traveling, wait a minute, 30th is Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
No, I think
it's October, isn't it? Let's see.
Is it October 30th?
October 2nd.
October 2nd, that's what I thought. I'm traveling that day, so I can't be registered.
Okay.
Well, it's tomorrow. I mean, that it's the 25th.
Yeah, I thought it was tomorrow. Isn't the WPPA environment thing tomorrow, or is it next?
Yeah, those 2 days. So I've mentioned two different things. One, the Regional Coordinating Council legislative dinner event, and that is on the 12th.
Right, November.
WPPA is tomorrow.
The WPPA is tomorrow and Friday.
Okay, got it.
And they have a really good presentation for tomorrow on the, anyway, we'll get into that.
Okay, so Steve's going Thursday. Mary and Steve are going Friday. Or no, you're both just going Friday. Is that right?
I'm going Friday morning.
Okay.
Just to the night, the 8:30.
And Steve's going Friday also.
Yeah, and I may be able to attend there's one session on Thursday I'd like to get into, but I'm not sure of my work time if I'm able to do that.
I'll just make sure you're registered for both days, just in case.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not able to be registered for those.
Okay, thanks, Laura.
I would love an update, though, from everybody.
Will do.
Yes, please.
We'll play tag team.
Yes, exactly.
And the final thing I wanted to ask Greg to do would be to do a very brief overview of the stormwater situation. You have it on the record, so Ron has a chance to hear it.
if, I mean, we had a really good, pretty lengthy dialogue about it yesterday, but I think it probably boils down to a handful of key points and would be, I think it would be useful to have that if Greg could do that.
Was that in his comments or now?
Yeah, I can do the comments.
Okay, thank you.
I had some in there already. Maybe I'll elaborate more.
Thank you. All right, so those were that's my commissioner time.
Okay, so I will go. So the KCAC meeting, I'll let Steve do updates on that, but I really enjoy attending that meeting. It's there aren't a whole lot of people there, but it really, I learn things every time I go to it. I think it's wonderful. And I really appreciated your updates yesterday, Steve, for what was going on in Kingston in reference to different things that you knew about. I think that would be really good. I'm going to ask you to do that in your update.
I should do that.
The one that I just thought was absolutely fascinating, the whole thing about the permits, that 70% more than what they are used to at this time, that was just unbelievable how much. And that you, I think it was you that said that the lumber had increased, had doubled in price.
Almost, yeah.
Yeah, so just fascinating things that we were able to learn yesterday in our work session. But if you could just kind of go over, especially the things in reference to the seaside and the wall and what you knew about those things, I think that would be beneficial to have people know.
Yeah,
that's me.
Do that.
And remember, I'm out of town October 2nd to the 11th. Just want to put that out there again.
Got it.
Okay, very good. All righty, I'll give a whack at the KCAC meeting. I'm trying to think if there was anything else in between there. Well, let me tell you one thing I've been involved in. As you know, there's a potential for a grant for a essentially a forest stewardship opportunity for potential purchase of property. We're looking into that grant a little bit further, but I've done a little bit of research, spent a little bit of time anyway, researching potential properties that the port may acquire through this grant. The grant has a majority of the property purchase could theoretically be paid for with a 15% match, and that 15% match through the grant could be through harvest, a potential harvest income, which would be very beneficial. So we're looking at that further. I just want to report on that activity. With the Kingston Citizen Advisory Committee meeting, it was a pretty good, just an informational meeting on all of the members and what their activities have been thus far. We discussed again the Linvog project and had a report out in relation to that. And so that, I think, was received pretty well, and good comments on where we are with the project. And people were, and KCAC weren't 100% on what that 30% design element actually meant for future review and future funding potential. So they were there. I think we're very pleased to hear about that. The other thing in KCAC, there was some report out on a rather significant project in the county that Beth Berglund had brought up.
which isn't even in the plans yet, but it's already raised some concerns from a number of user groups and the tribes both as well. And so, you know, I attended a tour for that with my county hat on, if you will. But I was able to report out what was going on with that project. This is just to let you know, the corner of Bond Road and Gunderson toward Kingston from us is a rather significant large piece of property. It has a stream and a small wetland on it, a wetland about a third of an acre. And Kitsap County Roads Department is in the process of purchasing that property, a portion of it. It's in the Lambert, so it's a perfect kind of use, if you will. And that project is going to be the site of the new road shed. Instead of it being down by the nursery in Polsbo, limited to about a 2-acre parcel, it will be a much larger campus area, if you will, and have an area of about 8 acres approximately for operation of the county road shed. And so it'll be, I think, fairly beneficial project. But there's information that's going back and forth that's probably not accurate. And so we're, again, in the beginning stages of looking at that project. And there's just something, you know, in addition that I reported and through KCAC. Let's see. Well, we gave a presentation to Kiwanis as well for, I did a co-presentation with the co-chair of KCAC, Beth Berglund, to the Kiwanis on the Lindbaugh project, and that, I think, went pretty well. They were very appreciative of the additional information, us coming to them with details of that project. I thought they felt it was beneficial for their group to hear that. So we did that. Let's see what else. Oh, and then here just yesterday we had a work group discussion about the lights with a couple of community members, and then maybe Greg and Ray can talk about that a little bit more. And then, as Laura had pointed out, I had a discussion with that group because it came up that there's a lot of questions about why that wall at Henry's is the product that it is. I'm trying to be careful. And so we have people looking into it to see why the block wall was built and not what had been in the plan, which was, you know, using the smaller block product that is the essentially right next door by the bank there. So so it is still a question at this point. And then also in that group, I also talked about the fact that Kitsap County Department of Community Development has approximately 70% more permits this year than we did last year at the same time. I can attest that we're already in permit number 4,500, and in years past, that's been the last part of the year permit number, which also includes fire code permits and all sorts of things.
So it's quite an increase in workload, and just a interesting observation, I think, at this point. Yeah. And then the last thing I want to report on, I did go to a site visit on one of the potential trail-related projects for the Parks, Trails, and Open Space Committee. And it's looking at how the school district's new parking lot for the Carpenter Lake Stewardship Trail maybe moved to the northern extent of the property they just purchased from Keith Beebe. So Mark Libby and I went out and looked at that, and we're talking about the concepts of that particular trail and the connectivity, and also the potential ADA requirements for that trail facility to connect with the existing Carpenter Trail. They're doing this, the school district is concerned about outside traffic and related to the COVID problem. And so they don't want anyone parking on school grounds, on current school grounds. And so they want that parking area to be moved. And so that's kind of the last little bit that I'm reporting. Let's see, so any other commission report items that for the good of the order, Laura or Mary?
I did want to ask, talking about that, the wall, the Henry's wall.
Oh, uh-huh.
It's already built.
Yes.
So it's basically informational at this point. I mean, they're not going to tear it down and make them start over again.
I would highly doubt they'll make them tear it down. I wouldn't think.
Okay.
They did, the contractor, I would guess at direction of their, of the owner, did commence work without the permit being issued. So that's a little minor detail, but yeah. So anyway, we'll provide a little more info with that. We had a thought that I did discuss yesterday too about planting potential for using Kinnikinnick, which does trail nicely over a wall feature like that. It actually likes to grow in some very dry conditions. So we'll be looking at that.
Great.
Steve, did you give an update? I'm sorry, I lost video for a minute. Did you give an update on Seaside?
Well, as far as I know, with Seaside, they are into just their model permits. So Platts are allowed to build, I think, up to 6 model homes without the plat being in the final plat status, so that then it's carved up into the individual parcels. So there are several permits that are in, we're just, you know, the county is reviewing those applications, and one of the things, there's a wetland that's on the property that's that has a bond, and there'll be other bonds too for silt erosion control and you know, a landscaping bond that's required so that they can drift that and not have to complete all their landscaping prior to the houses being built. So, you know, the county does have performance bonds and mitigation bonds for those things that will happen down the road. And that's to just require that they happen. So at this point, you know, I think that they're making progress. And one thing I talked about a little bit in relation to that was the fact that the lumber prices have skyrocketed and are almost or pretty close to being double what they were this time last year. So some developers may be choosing to put the brakes on development until prices drop.
You mentioned yesterday, I think, that steel prices have also skyrocketed.
Steel prices are up, yeah. Just construction prices in general are way higher. We'd surmise, you know, that because we're in a tariff problem with China and also with Canada still, that the typical trade imbalances and things like that are probably part of a result of the prices. Yeah. And plus the fires have not helped any of that either. You know, but there was huge fires, not just in Oregon, but also in the Gifford Pinchot National Forest between Mount Adams and Mount St. Helens. So a lot of those areas are also impacted. Okay, that's it.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
All right, shall we move to staff reports?
Sure. Ray, do you want to lead off, or Tara?
Yeah, I will, you guys. I'm sorry, my cable's in and out here in the internet, so I'm popping in and out here. I can see one of you here and one of you there, so I'll make it quick here. We're just working on seasonal moorage. I got commercial fishermen coming in. We're coming up with a game plan, capital plan with Greg and Mark and Tori for next year. And
I think we lost him.
I'm still here. I don't know if you guys can hear me.
Oh, now we can.
Back on now.
I'm sorry, so
you're right.
And that's about it. Like I said, we're a full marina. We're doing really well. Everybody's staying healthy. And then I'm just sitting down with Greg on different ways to make the port thrive more. That's all I have. Sorry about that.
That's good. Thank you, Ray.
I'll go next. So I'm just doing some administrative work. We're updating some forms. We're looking at policies and procedures and you know, if there's not a procedure or if we're, you know, creating some new policies, like an attendance policy and different things like that. I developed a SharePoint site for the staff so they can track their leave and supply orders, and it's kind of a dashboard of different things going on here at the port for it's an internal team site. Working on some administrative tasks for the budget for Greg and Ray and Julia. And then we updated Scribble, which is our marina software, to the newest version. So we were two versions behind. So we just got that update completed, which there was a lot of good things that came out of that. And then we had a two-day Scribble training for staff. The first day was kind of more beginner, focused on the marina software program. And then the second day was more advanced, focused on point of sale, and I think after the second day they got a lot of tips and tricks that will help them, you know, improve their process and make work down there more efficient. So I think it was a success. And then, yeah, that's it. Just next step would be working with them a little closer to develop some procedures and some, you know, more ways that they can improve their processes downstairs. So that's what I got for you.
Very cool.
And Julie, do you want to? Yeah,
thanks, too. Yes, I'll chime in here. Hello, everyone.
Hi.
So let's see here. As I mentioned in the work session recently, we made great progress with the annual report, so for the SAO. So we just need to finish the MD&As, and we're going to make more progress on that this week. So making good progress there, definitely a learning experience. Also making some payroll upgrades. Those are ongoing, and just working with QuickBooks and their tech support as needed to make those changes, which will ultimately reduce the amount of time that it takes to file taxes on a quarterly and annual basis, and also provide some safeguards around the tax payment process. So that'll benefit the organization as well. We're in that process still. In general, looking at process improvements, one of those areas is going to be an inventory and tracking inventory, and wanting to integrate a system either with QuickBooks and use it with Scribble to understand how we can better automate our inventory system and get away from the use of highly fallible spreadsheets. So,
that was well put.
You know, they work great when they work great, but if there's an automated process and systems that we already utilize, it seems like a clear winning option. So
that's great.
Wanting to move in that direction as well. Yeah, so, and then just working on processes around month-end close so that we can so that I can be diligent about getting those to the commission on time and with time to review, which so far I've been able to do. So I'm pleased about that.
We are
too. That's good. Glad to hear it. So that's a general overview of finance. And Greg's been working on the budget. I imagine he will talk about that.
Yeah, great. Hey, Julia.
Thanks, Julia.
Yeah.
Thanks, Julia.
Great, thanks, Tara. And actually, kind of, I appreciate that Julia's got these financials that we were taking, taking a look at them. And I looked at, historically, there's just a couple of highlights. One, we're not doing, what we expected to do as a result of the pandemic. It's obviously been fallout as far as this goes for the board. But yet, if I include there's a payment from WashDOT that's a little slow from the berries, and just looking at business practices, even from all of our customers, how are they handling it too? So there's people are working remotely, so we have to adjust a little bit. But if we include the payment from the lease payment, we'd be about $270,000 for net ordinary income, which isn't stellar, but it's pretty darn good, I think, considering a 100-year pandemic and given the fact that our other lines of business have really taken a hit, parking and fuel and even some of the transit mortgage. But the staff have done a lot of really good things that I think that are bearing fruit in this year. And like a year ago, so our ending cash, if you look at page one of the balance sheet, and I'm really focused a little bit more very capital oriented. So if we take under current assets, we make a total checking and savings $998,428, and I just take in the marina rehab accounts $52,500, $938,000. You add that together, we get about $1.99 million. And a year ago, I think in September report, that was like $1.1 million. And also, we've been paying down on our bond amount. So, currently we're over $1.1 million in ending cash. And a year ago, we might be at about a little over $250,000. So I think we're heading the right direction, just generally speaking. I think that's a good thing. And I think that's everybody. It's probably a lot of business between a year ago and today. It helps the report be a little bit more resilient. So that's really good. You can see that we still owe about $850,000 on the bond. So I think that we could deduct that from the $1.99 million. That's how I come up with the $1.1 million in cash.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I'm using monthly just to see what our cash flow is. That's usually what can get you in trouble very quickly. So, and then I'll just segue into a couple things. I want to address what Mary had talked about, but I'm going to talk real just briefly about the budget because we're going to have a we'll have more of a public budget meeting. I think on the 30th of September, we'll invite everybody. But we came up with just a rough preliminary budget, and it's pretty flat. I mean, it's we're not going to be growing the business. I don't know if no one really knows what's going to happen with the pandemic. So we were really using this year. In terms of more of a closer baseline, because I'm not sure the business is going to change significantly to next year. But so we come out with a gross revenue of about $3.13 million currently, and a net ordinary income, you know, about $540,000 about, so for next year. So I think, you know, if we can do that, and given that I don't know what the response will be when we get a vaccine or when businesses come back online, I think there's still going to be a continued downturn in some of the businesses. I don't think we've experienced the fallout yet completely from things that I'm hearing from a lot of people. We're not suffering anywhere near, I think, as much as a lot of other government agencies and port authorities. And you look at their revenue streams, and I think we're trying to, I think it's really important for us to continue to build other sources of revenue that are pretty consistent versus you know, the ups and downs of even like parking, for example, could just go away, you know, when you have all sorts of line of business. So we need to think about maybe diversifying our revenue streams going forward, and that'll be something that goes into the kind of the planning as we look ahead. But we're doing pretty well considering most things, I think. And I really want to recognize, you know, we only have 10 full-time FTEs, and then the seasonal employees, I think we have four of them, and they really help out a lot. Now, going in, I think Mary asked specifically, she wanted to talk a little bit about the stormwater. And one more thing, just a note, just we prepaid the insurance for the whole year for this coming year of $100,000. So I'm not even including that in cash, even though you see it under the balance sheet, obviously. But that's normally we in the past what we did was we paid that out in quarterly increments. So here now we're just paying in advance for the whole year for $180,000. So that's a big hit to our, you know, just our cash in the past, and I didn't include that. So stormwater. So we've been working, you know, you guys before previous meeting in here. I know this commission, you guys have been working with the Sept County on creating a stormwater program for North Kitsap, and specifically for this basin, this 98-acre basin. And we keep moving forward with the county. They did inform us, though, as a result of pretty serious shortfalls in terms of their budget, that they're not going to be constructing the stormwater program until probably 2022. Highly unlikely that it'll be accelerated. So that is basically kind of a delay of a year, and that will, you know, that certainly will impact some of the opportunities for development. They have been working with the port in terms of how how we're going to administer to the stormwater on port property. We met with them last week, and we basically did a site selection in terms of where we're going to locate the vaults. And they're coming up and trying to put together a complete design by, well, I had asked them, I hope it's by the end of Q1 or Q2 of next year at the latest to have a complete design done. And so we're working on that. They're out there today. Aspect Consulting, which is their consultant, is out there actually doing the drill, the boring for the vaults. And we located it, so it wasn't going into the parking to impair the opportunity for development on property, and yet, but it's as far away from the seawall as we can get to, so we don't compromise the area of the seawall potentially. But it's well located, and it accounts for sea level rise and a whole laundry list of everything, operation being able to service it for the county without having to put on extension and doing a lot of other things. So all in all, just want to thank EG and Phil Strzok and Michelle Philly, they've done a great job, all the stormwater, the whole stormwater teams, Michelle and Michelle over Red County. They've been great to work with, and Andy Nelson, of course, leads up that whole effort. Let's see. So, you know, one of the things that we were concerned about, I mean, if you don't have stormwater, it is going to be a barrier to development in this Kingston business district. Otherwise, you have to develop the stormwater on site-specific on your property. And so that is a, that does increase the cost for development and does create a pretty significant barrier. I don't know that there was, given the pandemic and everything, there's a whole lot of appetite for people ready to develop, but you know, you have to kind of think today for a year from now, you know, so let's just say the pandemic, you get a vaccine, caregivers and first responders get the vaccine, and you know, you got to be poised and ready for when it does start to open up even more. Or if there's opportunity, there's still things happening. People are still developing all through Seattle, Bellevue, you name it. It would be great, because that's one of the big barriers for development of any sort in Kingston, or redevelopment, is the stormwater. You know, so we work with the county to try to expedite that. That's where we're at. Am I, Mary and commissioners, am I getting some of the high points that you wanted me to hit on the stormwater?
Is yes.
Yeah. It's great. Thank you, Greg. Yes.
Great.
Okay. Great. Good info.
So, and then we have the easement agreement, which needs to be drafted, which we don't have yet. But we're working in the right direction. So that's good. I feel to have it sooner, but we're working with them on it. One of the things that's kind of related to the stormwater, and this will kind of unfold, is that we did yesterday, I forgot to mention to you commissioners, we did have a survey team come out,
yeah,
and they surveyed a bunch of the properties, the top hill properties up along West Kingston Road Northeast. So they surveyed those properties, and they're going to do elevations, and then we're going to have a civil engineer actually draw up the plan for those parcels. So that will be a really critical engineering work that has to be done. Regardless of whatever we do down the road, we have to do this work. So it's just good to have it, get it done now. And that's kind of laying the groundwork for whatever the future holds, whatever, you know, the Port Commission, if you guys decide that you want to do with our assets going forward. But we have to have that information. So they did that. They were up there doing that yesterday. They might be out there today. Bad day to be out there, but they're getting that work done, and then we'll have a civil engineer, they'll give us more information about it. Yeah. And that comes over to, there's another thing that we've been working on, and that's more of an internal discussion as much as anything, though we're going to talk with the county about it, and that is zoning for existing port properties. Zoning is the other really big potential barrier to create the right environment, so that one is ready to execute on whatever the program is that we're going to execute on, whatever the Port Commission and whatever the community decides that they want to see here. But the zoning is very limiting right now in terms of what our options are for our existing assets. And the zoning honestly doesn't really reflect what the intent was. I think it was just an oversight at some point of what the county's expectations are for the port, for our development, what the community's expectations, what the ongoing dialogues have been over many years, to be honest with you, including a whole bunch of pre-planning work that's already done. So we're gonna work with the county on putting together a rezone, and also just looking at maybe there's some amendments or something that we can do, or variances or conditional use current permitting that might be potentially create some options for us here moving forward. But it's something that we're actively looking at in conjunction with capital planning. And then when we undertake more of the strategic planning effort, that will be an integral part of it. And so that's just something that we've been working on. So as far as we submitted for two RCO, Recreation Conservation Office grants that we've discussed before, an ALEA grant and a big grant. The ALEA grant, there's a presentation on Kingston next week. for their review board. And then we also are looking, as Commissioner Peacock mentioned, there's a divorce program. We're looking at if there's assets that we could acquire. There's 15% and a plaintiff for a community program. And basically, the whole intent of that program from RCO office, it's also overseen by RCO, the whole intent of that is to create, it's kind of like we get timber revenue, and that's the whole intent of that, is to create, take it, put it into a public agency ownership, and then we can develop, we can have some kind of this revenue stream, or revenue stream for like small court districts or other regions. So we're going to take a look at that. And then we have one facilities program as well. We're mainly focused on the guest dock, on trying to maintain the guest dock renovation, and also the breakwater. So we've done a lot of work there on the breakwater. We're going to be calling in a dive team, and they're going to take a look, at engineers and dive team on the breakwater. We have 5 locations that are over the many years become compromised, and that would, and they're affecting our guest dock mooring. And we want to preserve that, but not actually increase and grow our guest dock usage. And so that we're going to be proceeding with that as well. And then that's covered under the capital program. And then we'll segue into the budget. So the budget, we are, like I said, it's pretty flat with 3.13. And part of that is, though, we have currently what we proposed was maybe about $250,000 worth of capital projects, about $257,000 currently, and part of that would be whether it be dredge permitting. We had to get a lot of the permitting done, some engineering and due diligence in order to position ourselves we can execute on these individual projects, but also part of the overall capital program. But that would that would take down $250,000 out of our cash off of the $540,000 net. So, but you gotta maintain and preserve our assets.
Yeah.
I think that's a great value. And the marina is a third of our revenue, and it's something we want to preserve, and it's an important part of their purpose. So we have kind of a budget schedule where September 30th is going to be the next budget meeting. I believe that'll be a public meeting with the commission for discussion of the budget. We'll post it on our website. So I don't know if there's any, I wasn't going to go real deep into the budget, to be honest with you, but if there's any additional questions, we can talk about it, but we'll wait until September 3rd to be better.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Greg.
I'm not going to talk, so one of the things I guess you guys wanted to talk about was Christmas lights. So this is, it's kind of an emotionally charged, issue because it's an issue because of the pandemic and trying to perform with federal, state, county guidance as well as directives and not putting anybody at risk, but yet it's all these traditions that globally have been compromised. It's not just us. These are, Oktoberfest is canceled in Germany. The Running of the Bulls is canceled in Barcelona. Leavenworth canceled their tree lighting. And so we said we're in phase two, and we weren't going to really move forward with events or do anything until we see, we see some movement where they're going to be relaxing the restrictions, and then we'll know when we get there. The tough thing is when you create an environment which attracts people to congregate, you're inherently, because we're also not enforcement, but you're inherently putting people at risk by doing so. But how do you, but you still want to have some sort of a celebration and recognition. So I've been talking to Ray. I don't have all the answers exactly, but we're going to try to come up with some things that we hope we can do that preserve some sense of community for sure, and something we can all share in, and that may not necessarily mean that we're all going to be together. It's kind of like a Zoom meeting, right? It's so much easier and better if you're in person, but at least they get the job done. So we're going to come up with some ideas and thoughts with regard to Christmas lights. But we're not going to be doing the anywhere full-blown Christmas lights. And we're not going to be holding any events during this period. I just don't see it. So but there's other things that we can do, and that, and we brainstormed a little with people in the community. So we were talking about it yesterday, but we'll put something together, and then we'll run it by you guys. And of course, if you guys have ideas or other people in the community have good ideas, let's, you know, tell them to come forward. You never know where it comes from. But they had some really good ideas, some of the folks that we were talking about yesterday. And so we're figuring out how to do that, how to execute on it. That's it.
Awesome, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Greg.
Thank you.
Any other related staff details from the summary of all that? Great information. Okay, well, what I kind of wanted to do, because we didn't really have any specific projects related to public comment. Ron, did you want to ask anything in specific before we move on to closing the meeting?
I would like to ask a question, if that's right.
Yeah, you bet.
I mean, you guys are doing a wonderful job, and I appreciate it. And I guess what I would like, I don't know if it's appropriate for the September 30th or not, but for the public, and I don't know how many people would come or chime in on a budget thing, but is it possible sometime to go through what the budget is and what your plans are and how all of the things that you're doing, your capital plan and what you're going to do with the TOEFL, tie that all together so people can kind of see, okay, here's where you are. You flatlined on your budget this year, but let's look ahead and kind of get the people involved with all of the things you're doing, aside from the maintenance of your capital. And we understand that too, but I think me particularly, and maybe others, are interested to see the port move out and do things that we can all relate to and get excited about. I'm not saying we're not excited now, but I'd like to see more excitement going down the road. And, you know, the impact of the stormwater, for example, I mean, can people start developing now with a promise from the port and county that the stormwater system will be in, or is that holding the number? Just put the whole picture together so we can see where you guys are coming from.
I
think maybe part of that would tie in, Greg, with what we have talked about, putting together something that we can also mail out to people in a flyer form, in a paper or via mail, that would give them updates and kind of state of the port, or, you know, I think that would also tie into what is not only just in a meeting, but also to tie in via mailing.
The BOK newspaper, I love it.
Yeah, well, it would be like an insert or something, if we were to do that. Because we've kind of bounced that idea around of mailing out something or an insert in the paper or something like that to give them more information about the port in general. We did that a few years back, and I thought it was very successful. And I think we all thought it was very successful. And to try to do that again would be, we've been bouncing that around.
Yeah.
Well, what I really like about that is it gives people a chance to read it, think about it, go back and take another look at it, and not just take in a flood of voice info.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good. Well, was that it, Ron?
Yes. Something in the mail.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, so that's good.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
You guys take care.
You too.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye, Ron.
You're on.
Bye-bye.
So do we have anything else then for the good of the order for the meeting? I assume that this 30th meeting is going to be a special meeting, right? That we'll announce. Maybe we can announce it now in case someone's listening remotely. Watch for that meeting. Or what time is that going to be?
We have not come up with that yet.
Yeah, maybe we should look and see.
Is this the 30th of September?
This next Thursday. No.
Well.
It's Wednesday, right?
Wednesday. I actually, to tell you the truth, I have a 12:30 to 1:30 meeting already that day. So.
All right, we'll be able to adjust it.
And
I think Thursday.
It's Wednesday.
Wednesday. Wednesday morning is usually kind of tough for me.
Thursday the first.
Would that be possible?
So Greg, I think we originally just talked about having, this is just a preliminary budget review. This isn't a public hearing, but we talked about doing it during the work session.
Could we do it on Tuesday?
So I think what I'll do, I think I just got the date here, so it should be September 29th.
Yeah, okay.
That works much better.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Because I have that locked into the understanding I have at work, so that would be very beneficial.
So, no, this would just be review preliminary budget.
Yeah.
And then we'll public notice the actual hearing, which where you'll adopt the final budget, so... We'll public notice that around the beginning of October, and then 2 weeks in a row we'll notice that, and then we'll have that meeting, you know, later in October when everybody's back into town and we can all...
Yeah, for the next regular meeting, right?
Yeah, it'll be around that time, yep.
Is there
no specific opportunity for people to really comment on it?
That's what I was thinking.
Before we adopt it?
Yeah.
So we have to notice the public hearing, and then I think what we did last year, if I remember right, was we had our public hearing, and then the commissioners designated a second meeting so they could hear a comment. But they do have those, you know, 2 weeks of notice to, you know, prep comments and bring those to the public hearing. So if you guys decide to have another meeting after the public hearing, which is what we did last year, then that would just be at a later date.
We could even do it October 6th, and then, which was another work session, and get the word out.
I'm gone.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, Laura will be gone. Well, we could do it the following. It'd be the
13th,
right?
Okay, I should tell you, I forgot to tell you, I am going, taking time off the 10th to the 17th. I just bought tickets.
Okay.
So we have to public notice the meeting. So 2 weeks in a row if we're going to do that. So we just have to. I have public notices for the 5th and the 12th, and then a meeting around the 21st, and then... we could have a second meeting after that if you wanted to do that.
Do it after. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah.
So then the 21st is public comment at our regular meeting. And then the actual adoption is a subsequent meeting.
Or actually our regular meeting is on the 28th.
Oh, 21, 2, 3. Oh, yep. I'm sorry. I'm looking at September. So the 28th.
That's our monthly meeting is on the 28th.
Yeah, so
it says our next regular meeting is October 21.
Oh, I have it on the 28th.
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Yeah, what's the...
Let's fix that now.
Is it on the 21st?
No.
Or is it on the 28th? It is the 28th.
It's the 28th, yeah.
So say it again when it is.
October 28th at 6:30 is the regular commission meeting.
Okay.
October 28th.
Good thing you have this agenda.
Made you re-adopt the agenda.
I'm wondering that.
No, I'll
I think we're all right.
I'll make sure the corrections are noted.
I'd like to make a motion to acknowledge that our next regular meeting is October 28th.
So, are we going to do a public hearing the week before the regular meeting?
That's kind of what we were thinking, is do a public hearing, and then if you wanted to do, you know, allow for public comment, then, you know, you could adopt it at the next, the 28th. So we could potentially right. have one the 21st and then the 28th.
That's good for me. I'm open then.
And these are just kind of...
Is everybody here for the 21st?
Yeah.
Steve, how are you for the 21st, yeah, like the afternoon?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll work. Yeah.
Okay. We'll send out a public hearing on the budget.
Yeah.
6:30 on the 21st. And then our meeting with action is 6:30 on the 28th.
So do you want to do both 6:30, or do you want to do the first one at 1 o'clock and the second one at 6:30? Or
well, I think it might be more likely that people could attend
the 6:30s.
On the 6:30 on the 21st, yeah.
So Terry, you got all that?
Yeah. So my question is that going to be in a forum like we have here, or is it going to be in a forum where people need to, like what the county does, where they need to be acknowledged before they just...
Yeah, in a lockdown, yeah, yeah. So you'd have, I think you create two separate Zoom logins, is that right?
I don't know how it's done, but I know the county does it so that just the...
Dara knows.
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
Yes.
That would be my suggestion.
Yeah, essentially there's two different connections and then they're locked down, so...
Yeah.
If a question, they raise their hand or do something on the chat.
Right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Chat control. And then that meeting on the 21st will be a special meeting, I think we'll call it, right?
It's a public hearing.
Public hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
So would you like a motion?
To adjourn?
I suppose actually what we should do, yeah, if we're having a public hearing for the budget, we should notify that. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll go out in the newspaper, and I've got the Kitsap Sun, so anything Sound Publishing. I believe last year we sent letters to the tenants. We have our port notification list, and then I believe we put it on the community sign.
Okay. We put it on the gates too, to the docks.
Okay. So Mary made a motion about the meeting. I second that motion.
Okay. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
That's excellent.
Would you like a motion to adjourn?
Well, I think what I'll do is I will announce that our next regular meeting is October 28th at 6:30 via Zoom. And then as an informational, we're having a public hearing on October 21st at 6:30, also via Zoom. Okay.
Okay, I make motion to adjourn the meeting. I don't know what time it is.
2:05.
At 2:05.
I second that motion.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Excellent. Okay. Good job, you guys.
See ya.
Everybody send Julia your timesheets.
Yes, I will do.
Bye.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you guys. Okay. Bye.